Janine Underwood is executive director for the Bradley Free Clinic in Roanoke, where a large percentage of those seeking medical care, mental health services, and treatment for substance abuse disorder are currently eligible for Medicaid, but statewide several hundred thousand could lose Medicaid coverage due to the new tax and spending bill.
We're not the only healthcare safety net in the community that's facing this. We're all trying to figure out how are we going to keep providing these critical services to the community without the funding resources needed. It's a very uncertain time.
And even before Medicaid cutbacks from the bill take full effect at free clinics and rural hospitals,
we're already seeing a loss in revenue. Grants are kind of on hold. You know, we're already struggling. I'm already trying to figure out how I'm going to put in a budget for this fiscal year. What more cutbacks am I going to have to make and prepare for that?
Underwood says local nonprofits already work closely together to avoid duplication of services and to share resources, but that could go to another level now in an effort to reduce overhead.
We're all seeing an increase in our patient numbers of uninsured. We are definitely going to be impacted. Our donors are great. We reach out to foundations and we apply for grants. We have a mix of revenue sources. But if you take one of those revenue sources away, that's going to impact us greatly.
Jean Moreno, WFIR News.